viewers all over the world, whatever medium you are using to view us right now, with a handshake, good morning. I say good morning once again. The year 2016 is coming to an end, and we are about to enter 2017, which is new year. Let every unfavorable situation you have been in, let every unfavorable situation you have been in end with this year 2016. Be it your business, be it your health, be it your career, be it your family, your marriage, just name it. Let it end with this year 2016. This is what we call New Year. Viewers, I'm not speaking to you on my own. I'm led by the Holy Spirit to pray for you, to usher you to the new year, to stop Satan from killing, destroying, and stealing from your life. This is why we are here. What a God we serve. Viewers, at the command of Jesus, Peter walked on the sea. At the command of Jesus, blind Bartimaeus regained his sight. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever in the life of his anointed one. With him, all things are possible. At his command right now, I command every unfavorable situation in your life to cease in the name of Jesus Christ. To cease in the name of Jesus Christ. To cease in the name of Jesus Christ. Your business, your finances, your health, every unfavorable situation, your health, every unfavorable situation, to cease in the name of Jesus Christ. To cease in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree in the name of Jesus, let it end with this year 2016, all unfavorable situation, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Viewers all over the world, this is message for you. I want you to know that whatever situation you are in, this 2016 will end with it. In Jesus Christ's name. I'll be right back to usher you into the new year. Remain in faith. Thank you. Viewers all over the world, I'm here with instruction from Jesus to you. Let us open to Matthew 5 verse 8. Verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. This means if we regard iniquity, that is sin, wrong, in our hearts, the Lord will not hear our prayer. If you hold a grudge against a brother, you have already grieved the Holy Spirit. You have already grieved God. They were all over the world. This means our heart is the temple. Our heart is the prayer room. Give me your heart. Let us remove barrier between our heart and the Spirit of God. Let us remove it. What could be the barrier? Grudge? Strife? Outrage? Bitterness? Pain of the past? Unforgiving spirit? Hatred? Let us remove the barrier between our heart and the Spirit of God. I remove that barrier in the name of Jesus Christ. That barrier be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. I command in the name of Jesus, all knees shall bow, all tongues shall confess Jesus is the Lord. Every barrier between your heart and the Spirit of God be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be removed in the name of Jesus. That barrier be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. You barrier, be removed. Be removed. Be removed. Be removed. Be removed. Be removed. In your mighty name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Liberty in prayer can only be obtained where there is a right atmosphere. That atmosphere can be one of unity and harmony. I command that barrier to be removed in the name of Jesus. Be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. The year 2017, I don't know the time you are in your nation, your continent. God's time is the best. Listen to me. The year 2017 will come with challenges. No matter the challenges, my brother, listen to me. Challenges will make you stronger. It will not impair you, but improve you. There will be many challenges. We don't have enough time. I have the prophetic message for the year 2017 here. So much challenges. But my brother, listen. That challenges will not impair you, but improve you. I mean, your struggle will make you stronger. Just trust and believe. Hear God say to you, the voice of willing shall be silent. Listen. The voice of difficulty shall be silent. The voice of setback, hardship shall be silent. Yes. There will be so much challenges. But you, just believe. I'm sent to give you a dream. Don't forget, Jesus is the father of dreams. He gave dream to Abraham, dream to Daniel, dream to Peter, a new dream of breakthrough for you, a new dream of prosperity for you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. a new dream of good health for you in the name of Jesus Christ. A new dream of breakthrough. Viewers all over the world, I want to go on my knee. Start your new year on your knees. For you and your household. Begin your new year on your knees. A new dream has come. Happy New Year. There will be so much challenges, economic challenges, financial challenges, and so on and so forth. But your challenges will not impair you, but improve you. Your struggle will make you stronger. The message for the new year is here, but which have met. Father, I want to leave your children and to usher them to a new beginning. A new dream has come. Happy New Year. Dream of breakthrough for you. A dream of working with the Lord. A new dream for you. A new dream of prosperity for you. A new dream of good health for you. Spirit uplift for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. This is message for you. A new dream has come. No matter the challenges, no matter what come, a new dream of breakthrough for you, a new dream of prosperity for you, good health for you, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen, 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 amen. Emmanuel.